Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to MovieCast, movie that makes you. And for this wonderful afternoon, I got an Armenian student. She's a student of a good friend, teacher Alice Durgarian, and she's here to share her best movie of all time. What's the reason why did she chose that movie? And she's also gonna share to us how did the movie impacted her social and emotional life. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's all welcome Venui Sargsyan. Venui, hi. Good morning.
Hi. I'm fine, and you? Thanks.
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And I'm really happy that you dropped by in my very humble podcast. And I'm also excited to know what's your favorite movie. But before we start, Venui, I want you to introduce yourself so that my listeners can, you know, get know more about you. So can you introduce yourself for us, please?
Yeah, my name is Venui. I'm from Russia, but now I'm living and working in Armenia. I'm a student of Russian Economics University after Plekhanov, but now I work in the court of general jurisdiction. So, yeah.
Wow. So you're working in the court. Wow, that's really interesting. Okay. Most of the guests that I have from Armenia are students, but then I have now someone who's already working in the court. So I bet the movie will be somehow related to court, or perhaps. So me and my listeners are interested now, Venui. Okay, tell us, what's your best movie of all time?
Oh, my favorite genres is melodramas, and such films excite people. And my favorite movie is Eat, Pray, Love. Oh, this movie about a married woman. After a painful divorce, she takes up on a around the world journey to find herself. It's a very education film because there are many lessons about life, about love. It's very interesting film, wow. Movie.
Wow. Who's the lead actor or actress?
Julia Roberts. Oh, she's a wonderful actress.
I know. I remember one of her best movie. This is for me, okay? Pretty Woman, if I'm not mistaken. She's the lead actress for Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts, right? So she's really a great actress. She can portray her character very well. But Venui, I would like to know, what is the reason that you choose this movie? Why did you fell in love in watching this movie? Can you share with us?
Oh, why I choose this film? I think we all need the right lessons in life. And there is a one phrase, I like this phrase. This phrase about God inside us. So, yeah. My own version of prayer is about being connected to my source, to the Creator, and to my purpose and to me.
Wow. So perhaps this movie talks about, you know, self-love, right? About trusting our Creator, okay?
And, yeah.
You know, believing in yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. So there is a moment in this film, it's my favorite part. So it's a moment when in Bali, two healers provide Liz with medicine for her ailing soul. And there is a Bali lesson about that if you are a good girl, you may get Javier Biden. He's an actor. Yeah,
that's one of the scenes that you love in this movie, am I right?
Yeah, it's a very wonderful movie.
That's good to hear. Okay, that's good to hear. And now let's go with the highlight of this podcast. Okay, so Venui, I wanted to know, how does the movie affected you first with your social life and second with your emotional life? So how did this movie gave you, or what social lessons did it give to you, and what emotional lessons did the movie give to you?
I can say that I'm very calm and composed, and I can say that I realize that you need to develop a spiritual life, and I think our soul and thoughts should be at rest. We must be balanced. I think it's true.
yeah, definitely, that is true. So next, how did the movie affected your emotional life, perhaps? How did it gave something to you? Did it, you know, boost your confidence, perhaps? What else did the movie give to you? What other, you know, life lessons that it, you know, that it gave to you as a person? How did it inspire you?
Oh, emotional life, it's a very... I can say it's very hard, maybe. Oh my God.
Did it made you fall in love? Did it made you a better person, perhaps?
Oh, fall in love. So I'm very, I like life. It's important to me. And when you love life, you will respect it. And when you respect it, you will nurture it and protect it, I think.
Well, yeah. That's good. You know, sometimes when we talk about love, what comes into our mind is mutual relation, right? When we say love, as a woman, you need to love men. And as a man, you need to love women, right? But it's not always like that way. Love is sometimes loving yourself, loving other people, not just the opposite sex, loving your nature, loving your environment, and also loving our Creator. So it seems that what you've just given to us is love, not just for opposite sex, but love for yourself. And, you know, loving yourself, taking care of self, that's what this movie might give to us. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Perhaps, yeah.
All right. This is interesting, okay? Because actually, to be honest with you, the only movie that I saw where Julia Roberts was the main actress is Pretty Woman. And after that, I never saw a film where she is the character. So perhaps I might get
interested. Yes, she's a Pretty Woman.
Yeah, so I'm interested to check this movie. Okay, maybe after I do my lesson plan with my university students, when I'm relaxing, I'm gonna check this movie out. So, before we end this episode, Manui, I haven't told you about this part, okay? But I wanted you to at least give a few inspirational words. Maybe you would like to greet someone, or maybe you would like to, you know, give some words of encouragement to our listeners, okay? But you will say it in your native language. You will use your Russian language, you know, to give inspirational message to my listeners, okay? Because just to share with you, after the podcast, this will be streamed through Spotify, okay? The podcast is connected to Spotify, so you could share it with your friends. They can listen to your episode. So I want you to inspire them, okay? And as a way of... as a way of saying thank you as well, because you can speak in English, okay? But then I would also like to showcase Russia. And how can I do that? By you speaking in your native language. So you give any message in your native language, okay? So Vanui, whenever you're ready, you may give the message.
Yeah, I'm ready. on Russia. Okay, I'm begin.
Yeah.
Я всем советую, ребята, попробуйте, пожалуйста. Это очень маленький шаг для начала вашего пути, очень успешного и светлого. Я вам всем советую попробовать. Это великолепный человек, с кем вы можете начать свои большие достижения, с прекрасным человеком. Благодарю всех вас.
Wow, sweet and short, okay?
So... I can an Armenian language say.
That's
if you want it.
Oh, you can also say it in Armenian, is that so?
On Armenian?
Can you translate it in Armenian as well?
Yeah, I can.
Well, yeah, you can, because I got lots of Armenian listeners, so maybe if you want to translate it, go for it.
Շատ շնորհակալ եմ իմ սիրելի ուսուցչուհին Ալիսա Դուրգարյանին, որ ինձ տվեց հնարավորություն, որպեսզի ես փորձեմ ինձ այս ասպարեզում, եւ սա մի փոքր քայլ է, որպեսզի մենք հասնենք մեր նպատակներին, լայնացնենք ավելի մեր ասպարեզը եւ շրջապատում ունենանք շատ լավ խելացի անձնավորություններ, իրենց հետ շփվելիս դու հասկանում ես, որ իսկապես շատ կարևոր է ուսումը, եւ շնորհակալ եմ ես շատ իմ ուսուցչուհի Ալիսա Դուրգարյանին։
I'm pretty sure that teacher Alice would really appreciate this one.
Oh, she's a wonderful woman.
Well, she's a good friend, a good educator. She's worldwide right now, and without her, I don't know if, you know, I could travel within Armenia. Because of her, I was able to interview real good students, nice people such as you, Benoui. So, all thanks to her wonderful advocacies in life. All right? So, perhaps I would also like to say from the bottom of my heart, as the podcaster, thank you very much, Benoui, for
thank you
in this podcast. And I love the thoughts that you gave. I'm pretty sure the listeners would also like to check out the movie that you gave. All right. So again, Benoui, right. Thank you very much. It was nice.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
All right. So you've just heard another wonderful student. Okay. From Armenia, okay, and her sharing was really inspirational, okay?
Okay.
It talks about love, it talks about, you know, not just loving others, but then loving yourself as well. So with that, I would like to say thank you to all the listeners. Once again, this is Brian, and thanks for listening to MovieCast, Movie That Makes You. Until next episode.
Thanks.
Have a good day, Benoui.